wait on other people to be what you've been called to be. You can't wait on their affirmation. You can't wait.
Endorphin Mag interviewed organizer and stiffnesses, French and foreign. Here are their news and their vision of the adventure race after coronavirus. What will change in the organized races in France on the organizer side as on the stiffness side? What will be the consequences of COVID-19 on the organization of races abroad? In this podcast series, let's listen to the interview with Santiago Lopez, organizer of the Adventure Race World Cup round in Ecuador. El Guaracinchi.
Hello, my name is Santiago Lopez. I'm Ecuadorian and organizer of Guaracinchi, the Ecuadorian Adventure Race. We have already 17 editions. We started in 2003 with the first adventure race in Ecuador. And I'm the CEO and the organizer, the race director for that particular race. I also work in a company called Proyecto Aventura. This company organizes 10 to 12 races during the year. Most of the races are adventure races, but also I organize mountain bike races, triathlons, and trail running races. So, our mission has changed, of course, due to COVID-19. And, we have to adapt now to understand that people cannot go out and be, you know, next to each other. So people need to still do other sports. And so we are understanding that the next step will be to have a social distance. And if we understand that adventure racing is mainly a social distance sport, which means that people go out to the mountains or to the forest trying to avoid being with other people, I believe that we can do something with that. We can just try to understand that we will need to put some restrictions on how we do things, on how we connect with other people, how we start the races, you know, instead of doing mass starts, trying to change that to probably time starts. And we'll try to see how we move forward with this new reality we're gonna face for the probably next years. So that's an option, of course, with the social distance, and we are working also with the virtual options that can be done at home. And now with the once we can go out, we can do it outside too. So try to make sure we can provide some really interesting options for people to compete outside, but without other people. Meaning that you can go out and practice the sport by yourself or in small groups. Try to do it safely, probably in a specific route, or probably just trying to get a distance or an elevation gain. And organize virtual races that people can join, not only in one particular place, but in the whole world. So that's probably something that is going to come soon. And professionally, it's very difficult. We just need to change our mindset to a positive one, to try to inspire ourselves as entrepreneurs and as organizers, and try to move forward with new ideas. Try to understand that in any crisis there are opportunities, and these opportunities are there for us to take. And we just need to find out that the only option here is to work harder and to try to make sure we come up with new good ideas that can be adapted to the new reality. The next years, probably, the rights are going to be kind of different in our country. Of course, we'll try to work with the authorities so they understand that we can do adventure races in the country without being a danger for other people and, of course, without putting in danger the competitors. So I just think that we will need to be open to collaborate with authorities and communities and to see how we can adapt, because we will need to do that. The consequences of the COVID-19, not only here but in the whole world, are going to make a big impact. Travel, of course, is going to be difficult in the future months. Tourism and to travel abroad is not going to be so easy as it was before. So to go to a different country to be in a ride, it's going to be not so easy. We are lucky here because we mainly have most of the racers are from Ecuador, so we have a big group of adventure racers here. However, we are thinking that in the future we will need to work with the vaccines available or any other option that we can have for the rights and see how it can work for us. Thank you.
Autofilmag.fr, May 2020.